Tom Kekka now joins us on the broadcast. Tom, a big 3-2 win for your hockey club. I thought the first period was outstanding. You did everything but score, it seemed like, on
Parker Tobin. Or get a power play.
Or get I'm on. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Or get a power play.
Yeah, Drayton Valley gets three power plays in that.
What were the shots
period?
On net after the first period?
16-10 for you guys.
Okay.
You come back a good second period, Tom, and your youngster gets a goal as all he does is drive the net.
You know what? I thought it was reminiscent of the first period that we had the Saturday in Fort McMurray a couple weekends ago, where I thought that we did a great job in the first period, had some unbelievable chances, actually had some backdoor tap-ins had we recognized it, but we just weren't able to. And then in the second period, again, we just continued to throw pucks at the net, and we get rewarded the first goal. Garrick Ripley, good for him. You know, it's great when your affiliates can come up and have some success, and he's able to pot a greasy goal and exactly in the areas that, you know, we're challenging our players to go to on a more consistent basis. So we get a shot from the point, rebound, and he pots it in, and that sort of got the ball rolling. And then we get the second one right away, which was good. And then, you know, we just have, again, a veteran defenseman who feels like he's got to stand along the wall rather than protect the middle. So, you know, just a, you know, 3-2 is not going to look great. But you know, when we look at the shots, 44-26, what were the power plays?
5-1.
5-1 for who?
For Drayton.
For Drayton, yeah. For Drayton Valley, 5-1. I thought that, you know, a lot of their shots came on their power plays, other 5-on-5. I thought we were really good.
You mentioned Garrick there. It's always nice to see guys like that score, because I think the biggest smiles come from the other guys. Toby Shatler was grinning ear to ear. He quickly raced, grabbed the puck, and then I think he hugged him for about a good minute on the bench there.
Yeah,
which was nice to see. I thought Shatler and Leesburg.
Borderline creepy.
Yeah, it was
borderline creepy. But no, it's good. And you know, not only does Garrick come in and score a goal for us, which is huge, but also we play him in the last 6 minutes of a 3-2 game, because apparently Leesburg did something to get kicked out. And Liam Isaac, who was in a fight, who kept his gloves on, got kicked out as well. So, you know, we were down the two centermen. So, you know, Garrick filled in nicely.
That was an interesting play there. It's hard to see on this angle, but I was in completely baffled how Banco gets just 2 minutes and Isaac does, and
You the facts. I'm not going to give you my opinion, but I'll give you the facts, and this is what we were told.
Okay.
We were told that Liam Isaac started the whole ruckus and that both players were just getting 2 and 10. So that's what we were told. I'll also tell you another fact. Again, not my opinion. But the linesman called a 4-minute penalty and didn't know who did it. So in a 3-2 game, we had the kill at 4 minutes. I thought that was crucial. You know, we did a great job keeping them to the outside. But those are just some of the things that, you know, you have to go against. And full credit to our guys. We, you know, we stayed focused and we stayed the course. But it's getting, I don't know what to say, really, because it's just really frustrating. I mean, we threw 44 shots at the net today and had one power play.
I know what you're going trying to say there, Tom.
No, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just stating facts. Not my opinion.
Just stating the facts. Tom, I thought you mentioned in the pregame show losing guys like Ryan Cox, Jack Hamley will give opportunities for other players, and Jared White scores maybe one of the highlight reel goals of the season there. I didn't even know he had that in him.
Yeah, I mean, he came off the wing and went hard to the net, and we challenged our players to, you know, to change it up a little bit. Don't be a person that always, you know, crashes the net or goes for a wraparound or goes for a delay. So we had, you know, multiple ozone entries, which was good to see. And Whitey took that one hard to the net. Will Connolly did it a couple times today. You know, when you're missing guys, we're getting to that point now as a coaching staff where we're trying to maybe even think that it's time just to tinker with the lineup. So today I really liked the Fraser, Aiello, Ralph line. I thought they were great on puck. They pursued a lot. You know, they provide a lot of back pressure too. You know, and Isaac, Eddie, and Whitey were a good threesome as well. So, I mean, we're going to have to do this, obviously, with the guys not here with the World Junior A. Hopefully they're doing well. They'll find out tomorrow. I thought Willie was real good today as well. Made some key stops at key times. And then, again, you bend, but you don't break. And then we come out with a hard-fought, you know, 2 points, which is crucial considering, you know, we lost the last three. So. You know, we'll try to rehydrate tonight and get some nutrients in us. And, you know, the challenge will be to come out and get the second one tomorrow.
Tom, I'm not going to keep you too long. I don't know if I'm warmed up because I was so cold at the start of the game in this rink, or I just can't feel my feet anymore. Dupes was doing laps. I was saying, I don't know if he's doing
Dupes
that.
Is
to,
a fitness.
To, Dupes, is he doing that to warm up?
No, Dupes takes advantage of every rink. I mean, it's a great. I like the setup here in Drayton Valley. I mean, it's tight. There isn't an overabundance of seats, and then you've got the track on the outside. So Dupes will kill time. We don't like. As coaches, you got to be here a couple hours before the players, so he usually gets a good sweat on before the game.
Tom, I'll let you go here. Another big win. Congratulations on the win here tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot.